Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Now, the entire nation is holding its breath over government formation talks. So you'll be fascinated to hear on the front of the Irish Times that policy talks on the next programme for government are approaching the final stages, shortening the odds of Micheál Martin being elected Taoiseach on January 22nd. While some sources cautioned that talks had not concluded yesterday, others say their expectation was that a policy agreement would be, or a policy programme would be agreed between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and independent TDs last night or early today. So there's either a deal done or there's not, it would seem. It's like the Gaza one. However, some political issues remain to be ironed out around the structures underpinning a new government and what the independent TDs want. And if you read one newspaper, Danny Healy-Ray is going to be Minister for Agriculture. And then you read another paper, Michael Healy-Ray is going to be a Minister at Cabinet. So we're at the final stages of the government formation talks. Either the deal is done or it's not. Something happened last night or it didn't. That's where we are at the moment. The Irish Times also on the front page go with the personal injury guidelines, which is leading to a fall in claims. And the news is, we'll be talking shortly about this here on Breakfast Briefing, but the news is that the number of personal injury claims has fallen significantly since the judicial guidelines were introduced on the awards back in 2021. There's been a fall of 40% in claim volumes between 2019, which was the year before the pandemic, and 2023. So we'll have more about that shortly as well. On to the front of the Irish Daily Mail, Nikita Hand bids to halt McGregor publishing CCTV footage. You've probably heard about this by now. Nikita Hand has asked a judge to stop Conor McGregor from publishing CCTV footage that was shown to the jury. Very brief hearing yesterday, but dominating a lot of the front pages. You may have heard about this crash in Achill Island yesterday, where one teenager died. The Irish Daily Mirror goes with it on the front page, which is teen rally champ dies in crash. A teenager killed in an horrific crash yesterday was a rising motorsport star. Luca Callahan, who was an underage rally champion, was the sole occupant when his car crashed in Achill. On the front of the Irish Sun, City's Pep splits from wife. This is the news that under pressure, he's certainly under pressure now, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has separated from his wife Christina after 30 years. They've decided to end their relationship. Apparently it was decided while they were in his native Barcelona at Christmas time. And if you're a fan of soccer, you'll know it comes as Pep has endured a shock string of poor results for his side in recent months. So broken up from the wife after 30 years, that is quite sad. In fairness, inside the papers, we're looking at XL bully dogs. And it seems that owners of these type dogs have made fewer than 150 applications to be allowed to keep the dogs before the ban comes in next month. Now, we reckon that there are thousands of XL bullies in the state, but the Irish Times says fewer than 150 owners have applied to keep their dogs. So for some reason, the highest number of applications were made by owners in Kildare. I'm from Kildare. I've never seen an XL bully dog, but apparently we've lots of owners of them in Kildare. 19 owners have applied to keep their XL bully dog there, followed by Fingal, Meath, Galway. Fingal and Meath also applying for these stays to keep their dogs, but I see in Galway and Westmeath no one has applied to keep their XL bully dog. So interesting to see when the ban comes in, are there thousands of them going around the state? Very sad news in the Mail. Police in Thailand investigating the sudden unexplained death of a 21-year-old Irishman who had just completed an advanced diving course. This is Robbie Kinlan from Kilty in County Clare, who was found dead just before the weekend on an island. I haven't been to Thailand, so apologies for my pronunciation, Koh Tao. And this island, I'd never heard of it before, but it's been described as Death Island because for some reason there are a volume of unexplained or suspicious tourist deaths there. He was found dead, Robbie, while still holding his phone, which was connected to a socket and charging, and we don't know his cause of death. and one of a number of deaths on this island, so much so that it's called Death Island now. So I'm sure there will be a big investigation into that particular story. Postcode lottery, when you're trying to get your home insurance, we're told in the Irish Independent, homeowners could be paying as much as €10,000 more for their home insurance in the time it takes to pay down their mortgage because of where they live. So we've a postcode lottery, or rather an air code lottery, when it comes to where you live, means you could pay more for your house insurance. The cost of home insurance for a three-bed semi-D varies. So in Carlow, you can get that for €493. And then if you want to insure your house in Roscommon, it's €801. And if you're to do that for the length of the mortgage, you could be paying €10,000 or more. I see there also Sligo, €657. And then in Tala, it's €614. I don't know how they decide these areas, but these are this address penalty, as it's called in the Irish Independent, that research by People Insurance. Couple of final stories for you, one from the Star. If you're a fan of a pint at a weekend, a man who drinks 20 pints of Guinness every weekend. Every weekend he drinks 20 pints. He's as fit as a fiddle. This is the show, The Clinic for Well People, which is on Virgin Media. And Kerry man Mick O'Brien got a clean bill of health, despite the fact that he drinks 20 pints every weekend. He loves Guinness, it would seem. And then they tested him, and the test showed that the retired lifelong ESB worker, who's in his 70s, has a metabolic age of 68, excellent blood pressure, a healthy heart, his thyroid is perfect, and his liver is good. And the doctors told him, if you mind yourself, you can live to 102. I don't know, is he still allowed to drink 20 pints every weekend until he's 102? But certainly a clean bill of health there. Finally, if you've ever been in somewhere like Starbucks, particularly if you have an Irish name, you see the mad stuff that they write on your coffee cup when they're calling your name. Well, now the Mirror tells us that a Starbucks branch has come up with a solution to the common problem of non-Irish staff mispronouncing Irish names. The coffee shop on Princess Street in Cork has created a cheat sheet for staff. So we spell out the phonetic pronunciation of popular names like Dervla, Anya, Dara, Rian and Siobhan. And then each name is accompanied by a handy guide. So when you're shouting out the name on the coffee cup, Rian is pronounced as Rian. Kieron, so they have K-E-E-R-O-N. Owen is O-H-I-N. And Sive is S-I-V-E. So in the middle of Cork, we have to have a pronunciation guide for how you say names like Anya. More about that in the Star if you want to read it. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.